want to get your thoughts on, first of all, this series, the Clippers and the Grizzlies, and how you see it shaping up, because everybody expects it to be a long, tight one.
Yeah, well, you do, but naturally you got to go game by game. Right. There are no givens because of the unexpected injury, unexpected guy going ice cold for a series for you, which has happened to a number of teams. But there is no series that has two teams of this stature when you think they're the fourth and fifth best records in the league, and most of all, they're third and fourth in road wins. So you have both teams can win on the road, and it's not going to be a big deal if they upset somebody in the other building.
I was wondering what you thought of the depth, though, from the Clippers standpoint. Does that matter as much in the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, okay. Because the depth factor is their bonus, mainly because each guy that plays is unique on that second unit of what he contributes. So it, in case of an injury, in case of fouls, you are more flexible than Memphis. Memphis needs Randolph and Gasol and Conley to play 38 minutes and play at the top of their game. Because once they have to go to the bench, there isn't just a drop-off. It's a major drop-off. So they've got to stay out of foul trouble. They can't get injured, all right? And they've got to be able to be at their top by rebounding, the shot blank, and most of all, both guys up front have got to shoot a high percentage.
And how about home court advantage? How big is that in this series?
Well, to me, I don't think it means much at all. Really? I really don't. Mainly because you proved last year that you can win on the road, and that's why I said they're tied for third with the best road record. It doesn't matter where they play because their style is built to win on the road. And you guys can outscore teams because of, you know, Chris Paul, and then your second unit is never going to drop off. So what Memphis is hoping for is that they will get some form of production from their bench, where three of these four guys joined the team at half year. So they haven't been there before,
right?
Okay, these young kids.
Yeah.
So the bench production is going to be questionable throughout the entire series, whereas a year ago, when you had Rudy Gay, who could get you 25 any night, that's missing.
Yeah.
So there's pressure on this bench here. Print can only get you so many because he's not that dominant of a scorer. So when you look to your bench, where are you going to get the points? That's going to be a big question.
And thoughts on the Lakers matchup? No Kobe. They have any chance at all, do you think?
Well, why not? Because if Ginobili is going to remain injured, he played the other night, but it's a long way to come back. No Diaw, and then they dropped Steven Jackson. Now, whatever you say, those three guys were the heart and soul of this unit where they dominated the West for 80% of the season. Now, once the injuries started coming, and then whatever the problems were with Jackson where they let him go, you still don't have Diaw, and you do not have Ginobili and Parker playing at 100% health.
Right.
So that now gives the Lakers a major shot here. Now they're going to have to play perfectly, keep them out of the open floor, and then defense the three-point game. Now, it sounds easy with you and I talking,
yes.
But let's just see if they can rise to the occasion and cut off the three-point game, because it's obvious with the way they ended the season, they're not winning on the road now, and they had the best road record before this funk.
Yep.
So they ended poorly, and you can never remember a Popovich team ending on a negative like this one did.
You're right, but they got to play Lakers inside out than ever right now, too, though.
Yeah, well, the key factor with them is that's where the loss of Diaw comes in.
Right.
Because with Splitter and Duncan, that's fine. Blair is undersized, and which is in this series, with you got to guard either Gasol or Howard, they'll just shoot over the top of him because there's such a difference inside. We're talking 6 or 7 inches. Now, the other factor is that if you're not going to have Diaw, okay, now where are you going to get it other than Blair?
Yeah.
And right now, they're hurting. That's why I brought out the Diaw minus. And then with their second unit that was so good all year because of Diaw, because of Ginobili.
Ginobili, yeah.
They need a guy to control that unit.
Got it.
And you could see in their last 14, 15 games, they did not get the production from that unit that they were getting in the first 80% of the season.
Thank you very much, Hubie.
Yeah.